The Trump administration's Interior Department has worked to make dramatic changes when it comes to federal lands and their management. That direction is also extended to the national parks. As part of that, a committee made recommendations, including privatizing the management of certain areas in the parks and adding possibilities like Amazon deliveries. Critics are concerned about those ideas and budget cuts that have already hit Interior. With me to talk about that is Kevin Dahl, Arizona's Senior Program Manager for the National Parks Conservation Association. Kevin, first, what's your level of concern about these recommendations?
Well, we were very alarmed by the controversial report that the team of advisors put out, but we were heartened to know that this committee was disbanded. And we don't think that these ideas have legs. Most of them are rehashing things that have already happened or are so controversial, I don't think they will happen.
Why do you think these periodically come up then?
Well, in this case, it was probably the nature of the composition of this group of advisors. They're people from the hospitality industry and really didn't include people who, you know, support the parks or use the parks. And so their mindset is, let's make a profit. Let's get as many people in here as possible. Let's provide services that we think they need without giving really any consideration for the overall management of these, you know, treasured places.
If there were to be cost increases, how would that affect visitors, and then how would that affect commitment to the parks and how people would generally feel about them?
Well, generally, it would mean people who don't have disposable income will be the folks that will be, right, you know, discouraged from coming to the parks. You know, there are fees at most of the parks, not all. Smaller parks you can still get into free. And we went through this exercise as recently as 2 years ago, where the park fees, which were established on a case-by-case basis, were looked at by the Park Service across the board, and things were stabilized, and prices did go up. But we think that they're pretty fair prices now. The advantage to these fees, you know, is that the money mostly stays in the park to provide services for the visitors, and some of it's distributed to the parks that don't charge fees. On the other hand, these are owned by you and me, and there's a strong argument that, you know, Congress has not been appropriating the correct level of money to make sure that these parks are maintained properly and that visitors get the excellent experience that we all deserve.
Is there any part of you that thinks that there could be or should be changes if, in fact, Congress ever got funding levels to where they need to be?
Yes, and it's not a static if or should we have higher prices and more concessionaires control. Managing these public spaces is complicated, and concessionaires have an important part to play. You know, some of our favorite memories of going to parks are staying in those grand lodges at Yosemite or Grand Canyon, you know, this spectacular architecture that responds to the place and gives you a sense of place. And they provide services. You know, we need to buy, we want to have a good meal when we're visiting the Grand Canyon. So it's not that there shouldn't be concessionaires. And, you know, I don't think charging more fees is the biggest tool in the toolbox in dealing with the challenge of visitation. And at our most popular parks, and Grand Canyon, by the way, is right up there. 6 million people annually visit the Grand Canyon National Park. We get to a certain point where all the facilities are too strained. And on the busiest days, spring break at Grand Canyon, you can have an hour or two wait to get into the park. There are creative solutions to this, including registration systems, providing other access, encouraging people to visit some of the less popular parks that need to be explored. And unfortunately, this committee that the Trump administration put together under the former Secretary Zinke was really all about business opportunities in parks. And it's disappointing that that opportunity to grasp some of these challenges and provide some vision, you know, just didn't happen.
And what about the increase in the cost of senior passes? And I know the administration would want to make that even higher, even eliminate that. What do you make of the costs going up there? And then even the fact it would be floated the idea of somehow eliminating or restricting the use of senior passes?
Before coming out with these things, it would have been better if they had used some focus groups or done some marketing research. The senior pass is a very popular program. And for years, it was only $10 for a lifetime entry to all of our public lands that charge fees, not just the national parks. My organization argued for years that this was, you know, a little too cheap, and bringing it up recently to $80, you know, for the rest of your life, you can go to these places where the fee might be $10, it might be $35. it's a bargain and it provides a significant amount of income. You know, there's a million of us seniors, and I'm one of them who's purchased a senior pass. And it doesn't mean we don't, you know, buy other things and support the parks, supporting the friends groups or other organizations that support the parks. It's just kind of silly to look at these tiny drops of buckets without tiny drops of revenue without considering what the impact is. And immediately, you know, the American Association of Retired Persons objected strenuously, and they're a strong supporter of our park system. Bottom line, our administration needs to promote a reasonable budget for the Park Service. Their budget proposal for this year was almost $500 million less than the year before. This belongs to all of us. More than 90% of the American public supports public funding for our national parks, overwhelmingly. Republican, Democrat, Independent.
Kevin, as we talked about this Business Development Committee that's been dissolved, do you have concerns that, you know, we still have certainly at least another year left of the Trump administration? Any concerns this sort of thing will pop up again?
This isn't the only committee. There was a National Park Service Advisory Committee composed of people from all walks of life, retired Park Service people. Retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor served on it, retired senators that came up with great ideas for the park. All of them resigned in protest to this administration and since has been reconstituted with more sort of business interests. It's been a bad trend. Support of the parks is bipartisan. The sooner that this administration realizes that or the next administration, the better.
Kevin Dahl is Arizona Senior Program Manager for the National Parks Conservation Association. Thank you.
Thank you so much.